Pursuit suspect barricade on 91 freeway ends. Suspect reported dead. A pursuit suspect believed to be armed who engaged police in a standoff on the Riverside Freeway in Anaheim, California, May 24, bringing traffic to a halt for hours, was reported dead, according to multiple reports. The California Highway Patrol was alerted to a pursuit by Corona Police just after 8 a.m., CHP officer Sergio Rivera said. Eventually, the driver stopped on the 91 freeway near Lakeview Avenue, with the vehicle wedged between two SWAT trucks in a middle lane. He refused to get out, beginning the hours-long barricade situation as officers attempted to negotiate with him to emerge, Mr. Rivera added. Fox 11 reported that officials said the driver was threatening to harm himself and was seen waving a handgun. The station also said the suspect was seen pointing a gun at his head. Around noon, officers noted there was no more movement in the car, prompting authorities to use flashbangs to startle the suspect to see if he was conscious, according to Mr. Rivera. When they saw he was still motionless, the officers went in and removed him, motionless, from the car, Mr. Rivera said. Fox 11 reported that the Corona Police Department gave the following statement. Just before noon, we stopped seeing the man move inside the vehicle, so we deployed flashbangs to gain his attention. The man did not react to the flashbangs, so a team of officers approached the car and ultimately determined he was deceased. Details on the cause of death were not immediately known. Fox 11 reported the suspect was wanted for stalking and making criminal threats. The eastbound lanes were reopened, but the westbound lanes remained closed as investigators processed the crime scene, Mr. Rivera said. The closure resulted in a miles-long backup in both directions. Westbound traffic was diverted off on Lakeview and eastbound traffic was rerouted to the southbound Costa Mesa Freeway, Mr. Rivera said. During the standoff, drivers and passengers were getting out of their cars, which were stopped behind about a dozen law enforcement vehicles. Shelter-in-place orders at Crescent Elementary School and Orange Pre-K were lifted by the afternoon and all students have been sent home, said Hannah Brake, a spokeswoman for the Orange Unified School District.